We know, music interruptions aren't fun. But real quick, heard of Lebara Mobile? Maybe? A Which-recommended mobile network with a 4.8 star rating on Trustpilot. Oh, and also named the most popular mobile network at the U-Switch Telecoms Awards 2024. Well, we just had to tell you that now you can join Lebara from just £5 a month. Low cost, without the low quality. Join Lebara from just £5 a month. Lebara, the smarter mobile network.
Serving the Bi-County region since 1958, this is WNYG Babylon, your community-minded station.
WNYG Radio presents Pro Wrestling This Week. Now, here's your host, John Arizzi.
Good morning, wrestling fans. How you doing? John Arizzi here, and we're going to start off the program today with some very sad news to report to you about the passing of one of wrestling's all-time greats, Andre the Giant. We're going to get on the phone right now, if we can. Is the line clear? Okay. We're going to get on the phone right now with someone who was staying in Andre's house, who's been working with him a long time. Frenchie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Late yesterday, we heard reports. Some of our correspondents began calling us, saying there was a rumor that Andre the Giant had passed away in France.
That's correct.
Okay.
He passed away Wednesday night. He went to bed and went to sleep, and when they went to wake him up, Thursday morning, he was dead.
There was a rumor circulating that he had gone over there for the passing of one of his relatives. Was that true?
Yes, he went there. His daddy was very sick about 2 weeks ago, and while he was there, his daddy passed away. And the week, about, I don't know, 10 days ago, and he stayed there for a few days after the funeral, and that was it.
Okay, I know this is a hard time
for you. I could hardly hear you.
Yes, I said I know this is a hard time for you, sir. What was your relationship with Andre?
We've been friends since 1972, and I've been working with him since... it's going to be 13 years this summer.
Okay, what capacity did you work with Andre?
I beg your pardon?
What capacity did you work with Andre?
I look after his all his business out here.
Okay, now how old was Andre?
46 years old.
And Andre, as up to this year, as far as we know, had also competed in Japan and wrestled occasionally for the All Japan Wrestling Group. He was certainly a legend in the wrestling business, and this is such a big story in professional wrestling. I just appreciate your time coming on with us so we could confirm this very, very sad story of one of the legends of professional wrestling, Andre the Giant, passing away in France. And Frenchie, I appreciate you coming on the air with us to confirm the story.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. You heard it direct from North Carolina, and Andre certainly was not in the best of health over the last few years. Donnie Leibel is going to come on with the news capsule momentarily. I think we should just have about 5 or 10 seconds moment of silence for Andre the Giant, and then we'll return after this break.
The daily grind. You've just finished your lunch of spaghetti and garlic bread when your boss calls you in. But your breath isn't just a little funky. It's really funky. Don't get upset. Get Clorets. For over 40 years, no other breath freshener has been more effective than Clorets. So just pop a couple in and relax. Your breath will be in tune in no time. When your breath's really funky, get Clorets in both gum and mints.
It was red and chafed, and she was really uncomfortable.
Cynthia Gilbert of Tucson, Arizona, is telling us about Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Baby Gold Bond is absolutely terrific. After 3 or 4 diaper changes, the redness was going away.
Baby Gold Bond relieves baby's red, irritated skin and protects against diaper rash and chafing.
Baby Gold Bond's made life so much easier. I feel like I've done something to make her feel better.
Try Baby Gold Bond medicated powder at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed.
When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
Last night. I always have a cup of Ovaltine before bed instead of hot cocoa.
Classic Ovaltine and milk gives you 10 essential vitamins and minerals, extra nutrition the leading cocos don't have. And Ovaltine has no caffeine, so it won't disturb your sleep or keep you awake at night.
Ovaltine's so soothing, and it tastes so good, you won't believe it's so good for you.
Try Classic Ovaltine tonight. It's more nutritious than those hot cocos.
When I bite into your peppermint patty, I... I get the sensation. And when I take another bite... Your peppermint patty, dark chocolate, cool mint. Get the sensation.
Okay, we're back with the program, and we're going to bring Donnie Leibel on right now. And certainly a lot of people shaking up right now in the wrestling world. Donnie, are you there?
John, I am, and I'll tell you something. When I first heard about it last night, there's few people that are as big as the business itself. Of course, in the latter years, it's been Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino in his era. Andre the Giant, certainly right up there with them, because Andre was not just a quote-unquote company champion or a company man. The entire world was his promotion. He moved around, worked for everybody, made a lot of money for a lot of people, especially in the 70s and the 80s. And when I heard that yesterday, quite frankly, I didn't want to believe it. This morning, I heard it on CBS Radio and spoke to a few of Andre's friends and opponents, and really was a shock, but I did prepare a little something here to go over his career a little bit, and have a few things maybe to stir some interest with some of the listeners as far as some Andre memories there.
Okay, Don.
Alrighty, John. Well, the world of professional wrestling mourns the loss of one of its greatest drawing cards this century. Andre the Giant has died. While in Paris, France, attending his father's funeral this past Wednesday, reports have it that after settling down for the evening, Andre died in his sleep at age 45. A native of France for his entire career, the Giant was billed out of Grenoble, France. He was brought to North America by fellow French wrestler Frank Valois, who became his manager. Andre's first appearance in Madison Square Garden came in 1972 against Buddy Wolf. Billed at the beginning of his career in the early 1970s at 7 feet tall, 400 pounds, to 7'5", 500-plus pounds. As the years went on, the Giant's appearance on a card meant a healthy box office return. Andre's participation in battle royals, particularly in Los Angeles and San Francisco, as well in handicap matches, sometimes 3-on-1, enhanced his invulnerability in the ring. Performing in Japan, Germany, and throughout the U.S. for virtually every territory through the 1980s, in his adopted homeland of Montreal, Canada, joined the 1970s along with Dino Bravo, Gino Brito, and Edward Carpentier. Andre was responsible for the success of the Grand Prix promotion. Called the Gentle Giant and the Eighth Wonder of the World, two other past professional wrestlers had the disease acromegaly, a growing disorder as Andre, both from the 1950s, Sky High Lee and the French Angel, Maurice Tillet. Now, to the best of records concerning sufferers of acromegaly, no one past the age of 45 has lived. Perhaps Andre's greatest moment in the wrestling spotlight came on March 29, 1987, for his WrestleMania III match with Hulk Hogan in the Pontiac Silverdome before more than 97,000 fans. The following year, on February 5, 1988, in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Giant won the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight title amidst a controversial pinfall over then-champ Hulk Hogan. Now, after possessing the belt for a couple of minutes, Andre gave the title to Ted DiBiase. When looking back at some of Andre's most memorable feuds, names as Big John Studd, Killer Kowalski, The Sheik, Killer Khan, and Butcher Vachon had a list a mile long. Living in North Carolina in recent years on his horse farm, Andre appeared in numerous TV and film projects, one of them that comes to mind portraying Bigfoot on the TV series The $6 Million Man. That was Andre's first national exposure in the U.S. to the mainstream media. Just as with Gorgeous George, Andre the Giant will always be a larger-than-life character that, when looked back upon his contributions to the game in the coming years, there will be no debate. Andre was a winner. For Pro Wrestling This Week, I'm Don Leibel reporting.
Okay, Donnie. I remember one of the feuds with Andre that certainly stand out in my mind was Don Leo Jonathan, one of the giants himself of professional wrestling. Now, we heard reports today from a man by the name of Frenchie, who was Andre's business manager. We had him on the show a few minutes ago. We said Andre was 47 years old.
The reason why I had heard age 45, I spoke this morning to Killer Kowalski, who said since last night he had found out of Andre's passing. People from the Montreal Gazette and some newspaper reporters from Paris, France had been calling him, asking for some quotes and some memories of Andre, and they had told him Andre was 45, and it was brought to his attention. Now, again, this could, you know, not be true all the way, that
right.
People with acromegaly have not been known to live past
age 45,
and that was the extra interest in this, that Andre was, as they said, age 45.
Well, that was an ongoing illness for him, and certainly a growth disorder. Other than that illness, Do you know, or have you talked to anyone who knows if Andre was ill over the last several weeks?
Nobody at all, because, you know, funny, the people such as this morning speaking to Big John Studd, I had awoken him last night and telling him of what I had heard, and certainly thought I was going to give him a heart attack because, you know, he and Andre go way back. He said 1972 they first had their first match in New Brunswick, Canada.
Yeah.
As Stud had said, and several other people, that Andre more or less stayed to himself, you know, going throughout his whole life of people staring and being recognized. There wasn't a whole lot of privacy, so when he was away from wrestling, I can't think of anybody that was very close to him, and I think that was by choice that he was a loner.
I remember back in 75 or 76, I think it was, at the old Savoy Bar in New York City, across from the Edison Hotel. I'm sure you're familiar with
sure,
that spot
sure.
as well. There was the Savoy, and there was the Edison Hotel, and the Edison Hotel had a lounge in it. One night after a match at Madison Square Garden, it was really the only time I've ever had a chance to sit down with a man. And one thing I recall, he was sitting there with Mr. Fuji, Professor Tanaka, those was strictly kayfabe back then, you know, you'd really want to be seen together. That's why they weren't in the public bar. They were more or less in the private bar, these heroes and villains socializing with each other. And one thing I remember, Andre's sense of humor, he was making these guys at the table laugh. I was sitting there really not saying too much, just kind of soaking it all in. And the way his hands used to dwarf a beer bottle was pretty funny, you know. And Andre had his reputation as far as to be able to consume large quantities of beverages.
He loved his wine, too.
Yes, he did. Gallons at a time. And, you know, he did a lot for the wrestling business. He drew a lot of money, record gates. It was sad to see, since that main event, maybe even before that main event with Hogan at WrestleMania, the deterioration of Andre the Giant.
Physically,
yes. And to see him, like, just barely try to make it to the ring and back was very sad to see. And a lot of people had hoped at that time he would get out of the business and live his last how many years he had left in peace, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of eerie that he returns to his home and that's where he passes away. For a number of years, Andre owned a restaurant, a very exclusive place, from what I was told in Montreal, that it had maybe a dozen tables at the most. It was very upscale. He had done away with that in the last few years where he was living in North Carolina, and from what I remember seeing an article in People magazine about him being quite the environmentalist for the local area there. You know, it just came to mind here, when you talk about friends in wrestling or who Andre fraternized with, there's a referee in the World Wrestling Federation now by the name of Tim White. You might recall seeing him on the tapes. He has a beard, a kind of stocky fellow. From what I was told, that he was Andre's closest friend in the wrestling game right now, and he has come back since the WWF as a referee in the past year or so. his job used to be to make sure Andre got driven around to places and made sure he was there to beat the crowd. So other than Tim White, the referee, I can't think of many other people. But, John, I don't want to hog the lineup, but there's one other memory I have of Andre that, and I'm sure you remember this, back, I believe, in the mid-70s, there was talk or a lot of hype that Andre would be joining the Washington Redskins football team.
Yes.
And I remember seeing the pictures plastered all over the papers of Andre and Joe Theismann, who was the quarterback at the time of the team. And I personally don't know how serious that was or if it was mainly just for publicity, but what an awesome sight would have been to see if Andre lining up in the line of scrimmage there and somebody would have to go up against him.
And during that time period, as you know, Don, mainstream media, which they still do today to an extent, didn't really have any photos of any professional wrestlers in their publications, but Andre certainly made headline news when he broke into the business and as he developed his star status and superstar status within the pro wrestling business.
Yeah, and you know, when you think of the mainstream, when WrestleMania kicked off in 85, and it was the talk of everybody on the street, along with Hulk Hogan, there was the big slam challenge match between John Studd and Andre the Giant, and they carried that feud on for a number of months, and so Andre was right there when wrestling really boomed.
Yes, indeed.
It was good to see him there.
Yep. Well, Andre the Giant passing is certainly a sad day in professional wrestling, and we certainly hope that next week the tributes start coming in from the World Wrestling Federation.
I don't think there's any way. I mean, Adrian Adonis was ignored.
Yeah.
Buddy Rogers was ignored. There is no way that Andre the Giant can be ignored. I think he's going to get a lot of play. As I said, I heard it on CBS Radio this morning. There's going to be a lot of play there, and hopefully it'll be done with good taste and not trying to make a dollar off of it. I think Andre deserves that.
Yes, he certainly does. Don, any other news stories happening in wrestling this week? Or
I'll tell you something. There was couple things going on, but
this overshadows everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like stop the presses. Of course, Yokozuna winning the Royal Rumble last week, and the emergence of another giant of some Elegante showed up as the Giant Gonzalez, as we understand he's being called now.
Yeah.
There was some talk that Andre was supposed to be at the Royal Rumble with Elegante, but he couldn't be there because of the passing of his father. Don't know that for sure.
Isn't that so ironic that in the major promotion in the United States, World Wrestling Federation, you got a giant who was just even taller than Andre, El Gigante, coming into the scene the week that Andre the Giant leaves the wrestling
business.
Very eerie. Very
eerie,
yes.
Alrighty, John. I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to talk about Andre the Giant and
okay.
Some of the things they saw him in New York, especially.
All right, Don. Listen, we appreciate you coming on, as you do every week. And I'm going to put you on hold for a second because our producer, Bruce Jacobs, would like to have a word with you.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Okay, yeah, certainly you'll be hearing about it in the mainstream media regarding the passing of Andre the Giant. We got to tell you about a couple of our sponsors here, and of course, LNS Comics is one of them. They've been with us for such a long time, since April of 1989. Now, last week at the Legends of Wrestling Fans Convention, which we'll touch on a little bit when we come back from this break, LNS had everything you can think of in professional wrestling, and they have a post-wrestling convention sale. Now, Larry from LNS made up over 500 videotapes, and he sold a good majority of them, but he still has some classic tapes, including recent Smoky Mountain action, recent Japan action. He's got a brand new video list for you as well. All you got to do is stop by and visit LNS Comics, 1379 Jerusalem Avenue. That's in North Merrick, Southern State Parkway to exit 24. North, make your first left turn to L&S. And also, a ample supply of the Tiger Mask dolls direct from Tokyo, 12 inches high, fully posable. They come with a cape, a ring bell, a belt. Just go down to L&S. Give them a call at 489-9636. That's a 516 area code for L&S Comics. And pick up some of them special bargains from the wrestling convention from last week. Also today at Farmingdale Lanes, we'll be down there bowling with everyone. Now, they've really made this wrestling bowling league something fun for the kids and for people of all ages. Today, they start giving out prizes. We'll be down there bowling with them ourselves right after the program. There's a kids league that started at about 10. We'll be bowling at about 11:30. And then at 12 noon, a new adult league gets underway. We'll be watching wrestling on the big video screens there as we bowl at the Farmingdale Lanes today at 12 p.m. That's 999 Conklin Street, right off of Route 110. You can give them a call if you need directions at 249-4300, 249-4300. And that is the Pro Wrestling Bowling League. The kids start bowling at 10. We'll start bowling at noon. There'll be prizes, and we'll be able to talk wrestling with you today right here at Farmingdale Lanes, 999 Conklin Street. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will return with more right after this.
There are plenty of ways to say I love you this Valentine's Day, but nothing says I love you better than a personal message on the air at 1440 WNYG. All day Valentine's Day, we'll be playing our listeners' personally recorded messages to their sweethearts. For information on how you can get your Valentine's Day message on the air at WNYG, call Carol Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 661-4000. That's 661-4000. Happy Valentine's Day from everyone at 1440 WNYG.
You've made it clear to us at WNYG that you love the movies. So, beginning February 15th on The Jim Pierce Show, we'll test your TV movie IQ with different questions about movies past and present, TV shows, TV theme songs, and famous movie sound bites. Just call in when you hear the cue, answer correctly, and you win free movie passes for yourself and three of your friends. So sharpen those skills, and we'll test your movie TV IQ memory bank as we get set to play the WNYG TV Movie IQ game, kicking off February 15th. Stand by your phone, and when you hear the signal, punch up 661-1440 for free movie passes from the Long Island station that gives you great oldies. WNYG.
Okay, we're back. We had a great time last weekend getting off the subject a little bit, but our producer Bruce is trying to get a couple of more guests to talk about, Andre. Last weekend was the Wrestling Legends Convention out of Philadelphia, and everyone had a good time there. I tell you, they had a live card last Saturday night, and what a match between Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk. Terry, incidentally, was just signed 2 days ago to do a movie, another movie with Sylvester Stallone, and he starts filming that in California next week. So congratulations to Terry. But his match with Eddie Gilbert was the best brawl I've ever seen in my life covering wrestling over the past 20 years or more. And Terry and Eddie in an I Quit match, certainly suspending your disbelief, as they say, in such a brawl that there was blood coming from everywhere. Terry eventually winning that match, draping Eddie's leg over the bottom ring rope and slamming him over the knee with the ring steps. And then Terry collapsing as soon as he gets out of the ring with the bruised ribs, and certainly the match taking its toll on Terry Funk. But those two wrestlers last week in the ring showed why they are the class of wrestling when it comes to the hardcore fans, because they
gave their all, and our producer Bruce Jacobs is coming in, and Stud did not want to come on the air, said it was too personal for him. Well, I can understand that. They went back a long way. Bruce, can you come in here for a sec? Because you were attending the, not to get off the sad subject of Andre, but you attended the convention last week, and must have had a good time, didn't you?
I had a lot of fun, John. A lot of fun to be with all the wrestling fans, and Saturday was really crazy. Great match between Funk and Gilbert. Had a good time. Had a real good time. It was a nice place. The accommodations were good, and the fans were definitely into it.
Yes, and of course, just seeing some of the stars there, Ultimate Warrior, Sid Justice, or Vicious, as
Woman,
he's being called again.
Don't forget Woman.
Woman was there, of course.
Needless to say.
And Davey Boy Smith, and Animal from the Legion of Doom, and all these guys just socializing and enjoying each other's company, since they've all kind of had a reunion with themselves after now they're all out of the WWF. And Sid was more than happy. He's a happy man, because he officially got his release from the World Wrestling Federation just last Friday, so he was there celebrating that big event in his life, and I understand he's already met with Cowboy Bill Watts.
You know, something, John, that you bring up, and, you know, I spend a lot of time with, like, hockey players and baseball players, and they don't associate with fans like wrestlers do. You, like, a lot of fans on Saturday night after the show in the lounge were just sitting down talking to them, coming up for autographs, and, you know, just shooting the breeze.
Well, they weren't turning.
They didn't mind.
They weren't turning anyone down either. You know
exactly. They were able to associate with the fans and schmooze with the fans, and that was nice. And I thought to myself, you know, you don't see this a lot in professional athletes, so
yeah,
it's different. You know, I had never seen that before.
Well,
so I was exposed to that.
You were exposed to the wrestling business last weekend, and the inside.
Exposed
the most inside you could get,
which
or
depose,
but you had a good time, and I'm glad you didn't get any blood on you from the Terry Funk Eddie Gilbert match.
We were sitting close too. We were close.
Pretty darn close, yes. I can't wait for that video to come out. But it was a well-produced convention, and as the innovator and the person who started conventions, it was nice to be able to just sit down and have an overview of all of that. And what we're going to do, you want to open up the phone lines for calls if you have any memories of Andre the Giant in particular, since this is kind of a tribute show to the Giant of professional wrestling. Any particular stories or memories you might have of Andre the Giant, if you'd like to call in and talk about that with us, our number is 661-1440. And or if you'd just like to talk wrestling, we haven't been able to talk to you live. We were on tape last week for the most part, and a couple weeks ago, Paulie Dangerously and Cactus Jack were our guests. We didn't have an opportunity to take as many calls as we would normally like to do here. So give us a ring, and we'll be able to talk wrestling with you right here, and we'll keep these phone lines open for you today for the remainder of the program. Let's go to Brandon from Rockville Center, who will be our first caller today. Brandon, hi, you're first.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
I was going to say that you were talking that you were saying that you wondered if the WWF was going to acknowledge the death of Andre the Giant.
Yes.
I heard I wasn't at Madison Square Garden last night, but I heard someone who was there. They told me that there was a 10 bell ceremony for him. I don't know if that's true or not. But
it might because see, it did pass away on Wednesday, and they didn't have their card last night. Unfortunately, I didn't attend that. But that would be certainly something they should do if they knew about it, and the 10 bell salute at the Garden, similar to what they did for Vince McMahon Sr. back in '84 when he passed away.
And there was also on Newsday this morning, there was a couple of paragraphs in the end of the sports section about it. There was a story which is a sizable, like, for professional wrestling.
For Newsday, yeah. Any mention of professional wrestling in Newsday is certainly extraordinary.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brandon. 661-1440 is the number to call right here at the program, and we'll be taking your calls and comments here for the next half hour. Then it's off to Farmingdale Lanes for us, and the Prince of Rock and Roll, Mickey B, and the Jukebox Review will be coming on today. Mickey hot off his appearance from the great Cerebral Palsy telethon from last Sunday. Mickey making an appearance, and I believe heating up the dance floor with Florence Henderson last week. So Mickey B out there enjoying himself and providing a great show, as he always does. He'll be up next at 11 a.m. right here on 1440 WNYG, and our producer Bruce has just brought in the article that was in Newsday, and we'll just read this to you verbatim.
This comes from the arena section in today's Newsday. It says, wrestling legend Andre the Giant dies of apparent heart attack. Professional wrestling legend Andre Rene Rusamoff, 46 years old, known to fans as Andre the Giant, has died of an apparent heart attack in Paris. 7'4", 520-pound wrestler went to France 2 weeks ago to attend his father's funeral on the outskirts of Paris. He visited his family Wednesday, then returned to his hotel room where he died, said longtime friend Frenchie Bernard, who we had on this program earlier today. He was lying in his bed when they found him. Bernard said, that's a quote, he just went to sleep and never woke up. The exact date of his death was not immediately known, although we know now it's this past Wednesday. Andre lived on a 200-acre property in Ellerbe, North Carolina. His body was to be cremated in France, and the ashes brought back to North Carolina for a memorial service. Andre was born in acromalia, a disorder marked by progressive enlargement of the head, face, hands, feet, and chest due to excessive secretion of growth hormones. In addition to wrestling, Andre appeared in the Rob Reiner film The Princess Bride in 1989, and he certainly appeared in other movies and, various television shows. We're going to get back to the phone right now and go to James from Lindenhurst. James, you're next.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember most about Andre the Giant. Do you remember when, back around, what, 1988, I think it was, they said that he was past his prime?
Yeah.
Yet Vince McMahon still put him together with Haku and he had him win the tag belt?
Yes.
Yeah, that just showed that the no matter how old he got or no matter how long he was around, he still had enough to get over on the crowd.
Yes, he did. He was always an attraction and... Even in Japan, where he has wrestled exclusively over the last couple of years, teaming with another legend there, Shohei Baba, the fans knew that these guys were not going to compete as well as the other wrestlers. It was more or less there as an attraction, but the fans still respected him enough to give him a standing ovation to and from the ring and really try to enjoy his match to the best of his capabilities of working inside the ring.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest loss of 1993 so far.
Yes, it is. Any other questions, James?
No, that's about it.
Okay, thanks for your call. 661-1440 is the number to call here at Pro Wrestling This Week, and we will be fielding your calls here for the next half hour or so. We were going to get Jake the Snake Roberts on today, which we were going to probably postpone now to... perhaps next week. Jake is staying in Atlanta, Georgia, and speaking to Jake over the last few days, he says he is happier now than any time before in his wrestling career. He's being booked every weekend. He's wrestling in Puerto Rico. He's wrestling independent shots. He's calling his own shots, and Jake is having a great time in wrestling. I just want to pass that information along. We are about to announce, probably next week on this program, for the first weekend in March, we're going to have Jake the Snake up here for the weekend at a couple of different locations, one towards the Brooklyn area and one on Long Island. We'll be doing another autograph and collectibles show ourselves, and we'll give you those details next week with Jake the Snake Roberts. Let's go to Jeff from Sheepshead Bay. Jeff, you're next.
How you doing, John?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really shocker that Andre the Giant died.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I remember him when I went to the bar, and him and Ed LaSalle came into my Cadillac, and we rode around to the Carney Deli, and Andre treated me to a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
It was unbelievable.
Now, what year was this?
About 1980, 81.
That's when he was in his big feud with Hogan back then,
yeah.
I would guess, right?
He was feuding with Hogan, and Hogan was having fun at the bar, too. It was real nice. You didn't know. Who else was in the car? Oh, yeah, and Andy Kaufman was in the car, too.
Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
Another great...
I got friendly with him, too.
Yeah, Andy and I had went to the same college back in Boston.
Yeah, you know, he was a big wrestling fan. I showed him some, like, wrestling sheets, and he said he used to get that, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Good story.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to return with your calls and comments right here at Pro Wrestling This Week. The number to call is 661-1440. Back after this.
Caesars Pocono Resorts bring fun and fantasy to you at Cove Haven, Paradise Dream, Pocono Palace, and Brookdale. Make your getaway now and enjoy Caesars luxurious suites with champagne glass whirlpools, fireplaces, heart-shaped baths, and in-room pools. You'll also indulge in Caesars delectable meals and exciting winter facilities. Attention soap opera fans, Caesars presents Joyce Becker's Soap Opera Festival, starring Dr. Mortimer Byrne, Ross Marler, Jake McKinnon, and Trucker McKenzie. Call now, 1-800-233-4141. If you love comedy, join us February 25th when Caesars Pocono Resorts and Coca-Cola present Rita Rudner live at Paradise Stream. Stay at Paradise Stream or Brookdale the night of the show and receive two tickets free. It's a $60 value.
We've got somewhere to run, darling. Now we'll taste of sweetness.
For reservations, call 1-800-233-4141. Caesars Pocono Resorts.
Okay, we're going to be back here at the program taking your calls and comments. We're going to go to Adam from Levittown. Adam, you're next.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Okay.
They did acknowledge Andre last night at the Garden.
Were you at the show?
Yeah.
How was the show?
It was pretty good. They had like 11 matches on there.
Uh-huh. Now, when did they do the tribute to Andre?
It was right towards the beginning.
Towards the beginning of the show?
They did like a quiet 10-bell ceremony. A lot of the fans were really surprised that he died.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things I remember about Andre was that Jake the Snake angle.
Oh, yeah.
When he did the, quote, heart attack thing, and Heenan was giving him CPR.
Yeah, Heenan was giving him CPR on a ring apron, and, you know, that was Andre just out there passed out, and Jake, of course, has been involved in some of the hardest hardcore angles in the wrestling business. Let me ask you, getting off subject for a second, I was not at the Garden Show last night. Did Flair wrestle last night?
Yeah, he lost by DQ.
Okay.
And Ramon interfered.
How was the crowd? How large was the crowd in your estimation?
About over 10,000.
Okay, so it wasn't a full house for that benefit.
No, it wasn't full house.
Last night, of course, WWF held a tribute, not only to Andre, but they had a benefit for Somalia, Headlock on Hunger, they called it, all proceeds of the show last night, going to the relief effort, the Red Cross relief effort for Somalia, so that was a good thing for the WWF to participate in. And Backlund was on the show also against Shawn Michaels, right?
Yeah, he won by countout.
Okay, so there was not a clean pinfall or submission in that particular match.
No.
Any appearance by Doink the Clown?
No, Doink wasn't there.
Well, that was certainly something happy for the wrestling fans.
I went to the first Monday Night Raw show, and I had a great time because we went in early and we had front row, and it's like a very intimate thing. It's like center stage, I guess.
Yeah, and they'll be going back there, I believe, this coming Monday night for another Monday Night Raw, and I believe Lex Luger makes his Monday Night Raw debut this Monday night.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go like maybe every other month or so because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't had the opportunity, I'm sure there'll be tickets when you guys get there. If anyone wants to go, enjoy yourself on Monday Night Raw. And Adam, thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks, John.
Okay. 661-1440, the number to call here at the program, and we are paying tribute today to Andre the Giant. If you have any stories or any memories of Andre, give us a call now at 661-1440. And if you're calling from outside the Long Island area, just dial up 516 before you place your call. We also going to have some announcements over the next couple of weeks regarding some of the next events we're promoting here at this program. Also, regarding those who we talked to at the Wrestling Fans Convention and those who are waiting word of our return to WEVD, we're talking to the station. We may be able to wrap up a situation Tuesday with the Long Island Bowling Association for full sponsorship of that program. So there's a chance that we will be there at EVD at the same time, 11 o'clock Saturday nights. Beginning next Saturday, we're going to keep you informed right here at this program, as even though if we have the opportunity to get back on EVD, which we all hope, we're going to remain here as well with a second program for the Long Island listeners and those in the surrounding area. Number to call is 661-1440. If you're having a problem getting through, just keep trying, and we'll try to fit your phone call in over the next 25 minutes right here at the program. WWF also holding television tapings this past week. The Giant Gonzalez made his debut, managed by Harvey Whippleman. I understand there were no major angles taking place at the WWF television tapings. But at the WCW TV tapings this past week, lots of big news. Jim Cornette coming in with the Heavenly Bodies, appearing at the TV tapings, which I believe you might see tonight. Cornette having a real entertaining angle, from what we understand, with the big cowboy Bill Watts bringing the Heavenly Bodies in. The Heavenly Bodies scheduled to take on the Rock and Roll Express at the next pay-per-view on February the 21st. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Gary from Hicksville. Gary, you're next.
Okay.
Hello, Gary.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Okay.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Oh, well, I just heard that fellow who called up saying he was at Madison Square Garden last night, giving you a little bit of a summary of it, and he gave a little bit of incorrect information, such as the tribute to Andre came around 20 to 11 at night. It was late in the show, and the show was running late because the tribute to Somalia took about a half an hour earlier in the night. And they did have the 10-bell salute, or whatever they call it, for Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd was really shocked, and they had a moment of silence right after that. And, you know, just about everybody was saddened. And then, unfortunately, I think McMahon used a little bit of non-thinking when he brought The Undertaker out a couple of matches later. And, you know, that was basically it. There was a good tribute to Andre. And it was late at night, around 20 to 11. They had Finkel come out and make the announcement saying he had some sad news. They didn't give any details. And the crowd really was into it. Also, the crowd was probably bigger than 10,000.
A little bit bigger than that.
And it was the best show I had seen at the Garden in quite a while.
Did they announce a return date?
Yeah, the next match is going to be on a Sunday night in March. And they only announced two matches. One is Macho Man against Doink the Clown. And the other one, they're going to combine Hitman and Mr. Perfect in a tag team against Razor Ramon. And I can't think of who Razor Ramon's partner is going to be.
Okay.
My son is right here, my Narcissus.
Narcissus, okay.
But there were some good matches. Hitman and Bam Bam had a good match where Hitman ended up pinning Bam Bam. He got on top of his shoulders and somersaulted over with him and pinned him. And the last match of the night came around 10 after 11. It first started, quarter after 11, was Backlund and Shawn Michaels. And the crowd was really popping for Michaels.
Wow.
And it was a nice match where... it ended with Michaels getting a little frustrated and leaving.
Yeah.
And then Backlund went out, brought him back in the ring, pinned him by counting to three himself.
Mm-hmm.
The referee just stood by. Then he got up, and the referee awarded the match to Backlund, but it was via disqualification because Michaels had left.
Okay.
And therefore, Michaels maintained the title.
Well, I appreciate your report from last night.
Okay, and The Undertaker, of course, pinned IRS, and Macho Man pinned Million Dollar Man. But overall, it was a very, very good card. And it was a nice little tribute to Andre.
Okay, Gary, thanks for the call.
Sure.
Okay, and other news coming out of the WWF camp from this past week. Marty Jannetty, who's been feuding with Shawn Michaels, had that match with him at the Royal Rumble last week, has been fired from the World Wrestling Federation once again, apparently due to some of the same problems which caused his termination the first time. So Marty Jannetty, the official statement is suspended for unprofessional contact, as is usually the company line coming out of the Titan Sports offices, but you won't be seeing Marty Jannetty on any future WWF cards. He has been terminated from that organization. And let's go to Tito from Parts Unknown. Tito, you're next.
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning to you.
Tough to hear about Andre the Giant.
Yes, it is.
As sick as he was, it's just a shock. It was very shocking.
Well, just looking at him over the past few years, you know, you wondered how this guy kept going, you know, because he was so abnormally large, for one, and, you know, just got to the point where he could hardly walk anymore.
I mean, he used to have to pull himself up into the ring by you know, the ropes. He could barely get up on the apron.
And when I understand when he was, he took a lot of airplanes, obviously traveling all over the place, and they used to have to put him on one of those big airline carts to wheel him around an airport, you know.
I got to tell you, the greatest memories I really have is, I know they didn't do it always, but in the beginning, when he first debuted, they used to like clear out, I don't know if you remember, they used to clear out the first three rows. They used to wrestle two or three guys at once.
Yes.
Not that it ever, they needed it, but they always did. That was a gimmick. And the other thing that I really liked is, how he always used to manhandle the Blackjack Mulligans, the Don Leo Jonathans, the big boys of wrestling.
Yes.
The heels, if you will. And he used to just manhandle them. It was great. I'll always have great memories. And it's just a tough one.
Yeah, it was. I remember back when he first started, and when Bruno had come back to win the title for the second time, they were talking very serious discussions about a match between San Martino and Andre the Giant. And that's one match that never really came about because I'm sure that both individuals at that stage of their careers did not want to lose to the other participant. You know, so a deal can never be struck.
The last time, basically, we've probably seen him is on that WCW card, the 20th anniversary.
Isn't that ironic that the last time he appears on a professional wrestling television show was with WCW rather than WWF?
Absolutely. All right, John, have a good show.
Okay, thanks for your call. Okay, 661-1440, and I remember the big match at Shea Stadium where Andre took on Chuck Wepner, the boxer, in a match that, to be able to tell it to you now, the outcome obviously predetermined with Andre scheduled to win that match, but a real brawl ensuing at the conclusion of the match between the trainers of Wepner and Gorilla Monsoon, who was acting as Andre the Giant's manager for that particular night. But that was an entertaining match to see Andre against Chuck Wepner. And that was also on the card where Antonio Inoki took on Muhammad Ali on the closed circuit from Japan. But that main event at the Shea Stadium, the live match between Andre and Chuck Wepner, certainly very, very historic and entertaining. We'll go back to the phones now to go to Mike from Belmore. Mike, you're next.
Yes, John, how you doing?
Good.
Just touching on Andre the Giant back in WrestleMania 3. Even then, you could see him getting old and tired,
yes.
Just the way he used to move around in the ring. But it was still a good show that he did with Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, the fans certainly popping when Hogan body slammed him, you know. That was a big event. That was like 93,000 people there for that.
Right. Just two other quick comments. You know, that Doink the Clown thing in the WWF is totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
And another thing regarding Hulk Hogan with the steroids.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last year on one of your programs, you ran an interview with Jesse the Body.
Yeah.
And he made a comment regarding what Hogan said on Arsenio Hall. And he said that he worked with Vince McMahon for a long time. And he says when Hulk was talking on the program, he said that wasn't Hulk talking.
Yeah, he said it was Vince McMahon talking is what
right,
he was trying
meaning,
to say.
Do you tend to agree with that? That like that?
I believe that's 50%. I believe that's 50% correct. Hogan is a big enough star, and he's a big enough grown man. If he's hit with some hard questions, he should have answered them honestly. He is saying now, he was on several different talk shows and several newspapers interviewing him over the last few weeks, and Hogan was saying that Arsenio didn't give him enough time to really talk about the entire situation, which is a fallacy, because he had almost 20 minutes on that program, and he was brought out specifically to answer the charges about steroid use, and he just ducked it and said that he had only taken steroids on three occasions. He should have fessed up right then and there. You know, I was talking to Davey Boy Smith last week in the lounge at the Philadelphia Radisson, and Davey is having some difficulties right now with the World Wrestling Federation regarding his appearances over in England, and he's afraid that they're going to leak information out there to the press that Davey was a big steroid user. Davey, in all his interviews, what he's doing right now is admitting to all his steroid use of the past, so it doesn't come back to haunt him. You know, if Hogan would have done that from the start,
yeah, just come clean with it.
It might be a different. It might be a different situation in the wrestling business right now.
Right, I agree with you.
You know, he turned a lot of people off with those false statements. And now Hogan, what he's trying to do, we've heard rumors over the last 3 or 4 days. Angelo Poffo is attempting to start up a new wrestling promotion over in the UK, over in Europe. And the reports going around Europe right now is that he is trying to secure or has made a deal with Hulk Hogan to start a federation over in the UK, and they would be having a free show for the fans at the end of February.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're trying to check into that right now by reaching Angelo Poffo himself. But
is he going to have his two sons wrestle also?
One for sure, Lanny, will be with the promotion. There's been rumors about Hogan, with Randy Savage joining up there as well. However, there's a lot of heat from what we understand between Hogan and Randy, because we understand Elizabeth is staying with Hogan and his wife down in Florida.
Oh.
And that's not going over very big with the Macho Man.
I can understand that.
A lot of soap opera developments taking place behind the scenes.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
Okay.
Good show. Bye.
Thanks. 661-1440, we got another 10 minutes to go, and then we're going to be heading down to Farmingdale Lanes and bowling with you all. You know, I got a bowling ball today. I'm getting my own special customized bowling ball. Bruce Jacobs will be down at the lanes today also, so if any of you single girls are interested in meeting perhaps what they call the fashion plate at WNYG, Mr. Bruce Jacobs, producer of this program and host of his own Sunday night sports talk show, and also the sports director of this illustrious radio station, come on down to Farmingdale Lanes, and perhaps you can win a date with Bruce Jacobs today. Ha ha. So we're going to be down to Farmingdale Lanes, start bowling about 12 o'clock with the fans out there, and I'll be talking wrestling with you. If you'd like to come down, it's 999 Conklin Street, right off of Route 110. And that's in Farmingdale. If you want directions, give them a call at 249-4300. Also, we want to remind you that our hotline is open, and we update it every day. If you'd like to give us a call at our hotline anytime during the week to find out all the inside information about pro wrestling, you could call us at 900-933-7526. 900-933-7526. It's $1.49 per minute, and kids under 18 must get their parents' permission before calling. We're going to go to Melville and talk to Colin. Colin, you're next.
Yeah, I have a question about Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is he going to do now since past the Royal Rumble? Is he
going to
have a big suit
with
The Undertaker?
Yes, he is. They will probably be facing each other at WrestleMania, I would guess.
Yeah, and I also want to know, since Ric Flair lost his career match, is he going to go back to WCW?
Well, that's an interesting situation. Flair is leaving for England with the WWF to wrestle his last tour with them. He finishes up with the WWF February 10th. Now, he is supposed to start up with WCW around the 15th of February, and also his first big pay-per-view was scheduled for February 21st. However, as of this week, Flair did not sign the contract. There's some internal problems with the office, Bill Watts, Dusty Rhodes, and Flair. Before he has agreed, he has agreed to come in. He hasn't signed a contract, and from reports we've heard from those close to Ric Flair, he's having second thoughts about coming into WCW.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, and that does not mean he's going back to the WWF either, because he's not. If he does not go into WCW, he may take some time off from the business and just maybe work a couple shots in Japan. We'd certainly bring him up here for an autograph session if he's going to be laying around home for a while. And maybe some other plans for the Nature Boy. 661-1440, the number to call here. But I tell you what, regarding the Flair situation, I really feel that he would enhance WCW. You know, it was really pathetic last weekend. We were in Philadelphia for this independent show in the ballroom of the hotel. They drew about 650 people for this show. And right down the road, WCW's in town in a 10,000-seat place. And they draw less than the ballroom where we were watching wrestling. Very, very sad. They need the Nature Boy to bring some people back. Unbelievable. Let's go to Bruce from Bayside. Bruce, you're next.
How you doing, John?
Okay, Bruce.
Yeah, just, you know, I had some memories about Andre the Giant, the two stadium shows.
Yes.
And also, you know, sometimes I used to hang out with the wrestlers after the matches at the Garden. They used to stay at the Edison Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And this just happened across the street at the Savoy Bar.
Mm-hmm.
There was a flatbed truck outside. And Andre, I guess he had a little bit too much to drink. But he goes outside and he moons the crowd on a flatbed truck.
I believe it, because I've seen Andre at the Savoy, you know, and there was one time, there's like groupies that hang around wrestling, okay? Which we saw a bunch of them last week in Philly. But anyway, Andre was like, had a little bit too much to drink, and there was one, this groupie in particular, that he started chasing outside the hotel around this car. He was like, chasing, it looked like a cartoon. But Andre was doing it in jest, and he went back into the bar and finished off probably another two or three cases of beer.
Who was the guy, Captain Lenny?
No, it was a girl he was chasing. It was a girl. But Captain Lenny, yes, the infamous Captain Lenny, as we used to call him, Mittens back then, because the guy used to wear mittens in the summertime. That's right. I told you a story about him last week, Bruce, with Dr. Mike, Bruce, my producer, looking in. A story where Dr. Mike Leno, the wrestling dentist, had sold one of George Napolitano's shirts to Captain Lenny. It's a long story, but the bottom line is George is down in the lobby. We were in St. Louis for a match there. George Napolitano sees Captain Lenny wearing one of his shirts and says, where the hell did you get that shirt? He goes, I just bought it from Mike Leno. George Napolitano runs up to Mike Leno and pops him right in the mouth. It was a funny story. I guess you had to be there.
Also, what did you think of the Royal Rumble, the way they had Backlund and Flair started off? I thought that was great.
5 years ago, I think it 10 years ago, 5 years ago, people would have went nuts over it. I thought it was great to see, but it was very sad to see the response that Backlund was getting. You know, they made it appear on television that people were really cheering for him, or in reality, live in the arena from people who were there told me that they were all like mock cheering Backlund. It wasn't any type of sincere applause for him.
Right. Well, I was at the Garden last night, and he was on last, and it was an excellent match. And, you know, towards the end, the fans, every time he came close to pinning Shawn Michaels, the fans were up on the seats.
Well, Backlund always went over in New York, too.
Yeah. And, you know, after the match last night, he stayed at least for 15 minutes after the match, shaking hands, going in the crowd. And, you know, I think he can still draw. I don't know about maybe outside the Northeast. That might be the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. But certainly here in the Northeast, they should continue to push him as much as they can, you know, because there are a lot of fans who have some fond memories of his championship reign.
Do you see him, like, headlining WrestleMania or a big match, maybe against Shawn Michaels or...
Backlund?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, John, have a good day.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
As far as WrestleMania goes, the early speculation, Yokozuna against Bret Hart for the WWF tag titles, the Steiner brothers taking on Money Inc., Narcissus against Lex Luger, Doink the Clown taking on Crush, also I guess The Undertaker now meeting the Giant Gonzalez. Those are all potential matches for WrestleMania based on the direction we see the company going and information that we have been obtaining from sources close to the situation. Another 3 or 4 minutes to go here at the program, and if you'd like to call in, the line is open. The line is now open. If you'd like to call in right now, give it a shot, 516-661-1440, and the line is now taken. Too bad I couldn't say the lines are now open. That would certainly be a dream of mine, to be able to have 4 or 5 lines in here to answer all your calls. But, hey, that's the situation. Just happy to be here, folks. Next week, we're going to try to get Jake the Snake on. We're also going to try to bring on Medusa, who is gone from WCW. Very, very angry with that situation. The Paulie Dangerously situation is still very, very explosive. We'll try to give you an update on that. Let's go to Mr. Bill from North Lindenhurst. Mr. Bill.
Good morning, John.
Hello, Mr. Bill.
Yes, John.
Yes.
This is Mr. Bill. We were on last March with Jumpin' Jack on the Sunday Night Variety Show.
Yes, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Very good.
Listen, really enjoyed your show. Wanted to let all your listeners know there'll definitely be a moment of silence today for Andre the Giant.
Yes.
For what he brought to pro wrestling, especially... leading up to WrestleMania 3, which to me was a really great day, and we're going to miss him.
Yes, we are.
Listen, also, my friend Artie Zebra from West Islip,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to know just quickly what the Ultimate Warrior was up to.
Well, we saw the Ultimate Warrior last weekend in Philadelphia. Now, Ultimate Warrior is not with the World Wrestling Federation any longer. He's working independent shows around the country. And he's doing autograph sessions now, but you won't see him in the WWF or the Ted Turner group. He's going to be wrestling independently.
John, great show.
Thank you.
Long live Andre.
Yes, long live Andre in memory. Unfortunately, that's all we have of Andre the Giant. From here on in will be memories.
And I remember the first time seeing Andre the Giant in 1972. I got it on film. I filmed his first few matches at the Garden against Chuck O'Connor, Buddy Wolf, Professor Tanaka, and I have those on 8mm film. And now they are certainly collector's items. And when Andre first made his walk down the aisle at Madison Square Garden, his head just above anything else in the arena, this... The statue of the man, the magnitude of the man will certainly be long remembered by wrestling fans all over the world. And a sad day in pro wrestling. We'll take our last call for the today. We're going to go to Steve from Deer Park. Steve, you're next.
Hi, John.
Yes, Steve.
I was talking to Mean Gene. I work at the airlines, and he said that he knew for 5 years ago Andre was deteriorating quite well, and he said that it would be amazing if he made it to 50, being that he passed away at age 45.
Yeah.
And a quick memory of him strangling Bob Uecker at WrestleMania. That
yes.
was hysterical.
I remember that as well. Very, very funny. Thanks for your call, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, that's going to about wrap it up for today's program. We're going to return tomorrow. Not tomorrow. On the hotline, we'll return tomorrow with an update. But we're going to return here next Saturday. And we hope to have Jake the Snake, Medusa. We'll have a guest star for you to talk to next week. But we're going to finish off the show today just with the memories of Andre the Giant. And for those of you out there who haven't heard or tuning in late, Andre the Giant passing away this past Wednesday in France. He was out there visiting his family after the death of his father. Here's to you, Andre. We'll talk to you next week.
The greatest hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. This is 1440 WNYG Babylon.
WNYG.
Before you spend good money for a new medium-duty truck, test drive it on a nice, lousy...